You are worthy, and we give you the praise. How many know he's always making a way? And we give him the praise. Lord, you're worthy, and we give you the praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy, and we give you the praise. Lord, you're worthy, and we give you the praise. You're always making a way, and we give you the praise. Lord, you're worthy, and we give you the praise. Say, Lord, Lord, you're worthy, and we give you, and we give you the praise. Say, Lord, Lord, you're worthy, and we give you the praise. You're always, always making a way, and we give you the praise. Lord, you're worthy, and we give you the praise. Lord, Lord, you're faithful, and we give you the praise. Lord, you're faithful, and we give you the praise. You're always making a way, and we give you the praise. Lord, you're faithful, and we give you the praise. Lord, and Lord, you're awesome, and we give you the praise. Lord, Lord, you're awesome, and we give you the praise. You're always making a way, and we give you the praise. Lord, you're awesome, and we give you the praise. Say, Lord, Lord, you're awesome, and we give you the praise. Say, Lord, Lord, you're awesome, and we give you the praise. You're always, always making a way. Can we stay right there? And we give you the praise. Say, always, always making a way. And we give you the praise. You're always, always making a way. And we give you the praise. You're always, always making a way. And we give you the praise. Say, Lord, Lord, you're faithful. And we give you the praise. Say, Lord, Lord, you're faithful. And we give you the praise. You're always, always making a way. And we give you the praise. You're always, always making a way. And we give you the praise. You're always, always making a way. And we give you the praise. You're always.
Faithful, and we give him the praise. Amen. He's always making a way.
I don't know about you, but I know he's always making a way for me. Hallelujah. He's always making a way. Oh, can we get excited about God always making a way? Can we get excited about the wonderful things that God is doing in the midst of it all? Hallelujah. Can we get excited that we serve a great and wonderful God? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. How many know the Lord is blessing us? Amen. Right now. The song says he woke me up this morning and he started me on my way. And if you know the song, sing along. Right now, oh, right now. Come on, put your hands. if you put your hands together, you know that the Lord is, he's blessing me. Woo! The Lord, yes, he is. He's blessing me. The Lord, yes, he's blessing me. The Lord, hey, he's blessing me. He's blessing me. He's blessing me. Woo! He's blessing me. 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 He woke me up this morning, started me on my way. The Lord is blessing me right now. Put your hands together one more time. Have you tried Jesus? Have you tried Jesus? Say, have you tried? He's all right. He's all right. Say, he's all right. All right, 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 all right. Say, have you tried Jesus? Have you tried? He's all right. He's all right. Say, he's all right. He's all right. Say, he's all right. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. Come on, put your hands together. The songwriter says, have you tried Jesus? Amen, hallelujah. We know that he's more than all right. Do you know that he's more than all right? Amen. The songwriter says he's all right. But he's more than all right. Because sometimes we try food and we be like, it's all right. You know, we do that. We're like, oh, it's all right. The food is all right. The chicken is all right. We ain't talking about God. He's more than that. He's more than all right. Because when we say all right, we saying it like, you know, it's borderline. We don't know if it's almost bad, but it's just a little bit, you know. That's not how we describing God. But we understand what our forefather was saying. Amen. Have you tried Jesus? Amen. He's all right. But we know that God is more than all right. We know that God is wonderful. We know that God is awesome. We know that God is mighty. We know that God is just. We know that God is eternal. We know that God is everlasting. We know that God is the great I am. He's the lifter of our head. We know that God is our strong tower. He's our pavilion. He's our refuge. Amen. Hallelujah. That's who God is. He's our healer. He's our way maker. He's our promise keeper. That's who God is. Amen. Hallelujah. He's our provider. He's our brother. He's our mother and our father. Hallelujah. When they forsake us, he's a friend that sticks closer than any brother. Amen. Is that what the Bible says that God is? That's who he is. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's who he is. He's everything to us. Amen. And I tried him and I know him. And the songwriter said, I found him to be a friend. Amen. Hallelujah. That's who God is. He's more than just all right. God has so many names. He has so many descriptions. Amen. To who he is. Amen. So next time we sing that song and we love it because our forefathers sung it and we love it. But I know that God is more than all right. Amen. And the reason why I know that he's more than all right, because we're sitting here. We're standing here. Amen. The songwriter says, you move mountains. The songwriter says, you cause walls to fall. The songwriter says, by your power, you perform miracles. He said, and we're standing here today, hallelujah, only because you made a way. Amen. I'm going to sing it right there. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. And by your power, perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you made a way. Oh, the glory, let it rise, let the praises rise among us, let it rise. Oh, let it rise. Say, let it.
Hallelujah. 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 Come on, I wish somebody would say, you made a way. You made a way. Come on, somebody ought to put their Holy Ghost hands together and give the Lord a hand clap of praise. If you know he made a way out of nowhere, you ought to give God a hand clap of praise. If he kept you from day to day, you ought to give God a... I'm not trying to pump nobody up, but I believe the Spirit of the Lord is here. And we ought to let somebody know in East Orange, Newark, and the areas around that he made a way. Amen. Y'all feel all right? Amen. We heard that, we was hearing that you had a great worship experience, and we're going to continue going on. Amen. Amen. We're going to have our congregational song, Oh How I Love Jesus, followed by prayer by Reverend Johnson, scripture by Pastor Mabry. Amen. Did I get that right? Amen. Amen. Then we're going to have our welcome by Dr. Wilson in that order. Amen. Praise God.
Come on, there is a name I love to hear.
I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Now let us look to God in prayer. Father, dear Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for you know all things and everyone. Your ways are higher than our ways. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We honor you because nothing can surprise you. Forgive us, Lord, for the times we have tried to conceal our sin, or for the times we thought that you couldn't see us in our difficult circumstances. You knew, and you always know. We rejoice that you love us, although you know the worst about us. Healing Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening knowing how betrayal has twisted our trust, which lies broken and torn, and we need your unfailing love to heal our sad hearts. Mighty God, in these difficult moments, we ask for your strength to help us make a new start and face each new day with renewed courage. Merciful Lord, we seek your grace to help us forgive those who have caused this deep pain in our hearts. Teach us how to truly live free from the bitter strain of resentment and hurt. Grant us the strength to extend to others the same grace you have so generously given to us. Let us not seek vengeance or retribution. Heavenly Father, refresh us and provide clear insight and true understanding as we navigate this season where trust may still be betrayed. Let your eternal truth help us to endure these trials and rise above early disappointments. And gracious God, when betrayal dims the light in our lives and dark shadows cloud our way, help us to trust completely in your love that might find fresh hope for us each and every day. Fill us with your joy and peace that surpasses all understanding, even during times of betrayal. Heavenly Father, as we revisit the encounter between Jesus and Judas today, we ask for your divine protection over our very own lives. Shield us from betrayal and let no deceit take root in our relationships. Lord, expose every hidden plot of betrayal against us. Let the schemes of the wicked be brought to nothing and let your justice prevail in our lives. This day, Lord, we declare that no betrayal shall prosper against our marriages. No betrayal shall prosper against our family, and no betrayal shall prosper against our friendships. Let your peace and trust reign in our relationships. Father, heal every wound in our hearts caused by past betrayals. Restore our trust in people according to your will. Silence every whispering tongue that spread lies about us. And let the truth prevail in every area and corner of our lives. Jesus, you are our protector. Cover us with your blood from secret betrayals. Let no hidden enemy succeed in harming us. Lord, if we have unknowingly opened a door to betrayal, shut it by your power. Let no evil take advantage of our vulnerabilities. As we journey through this Lenten season and worship, we are reminded to not become fake or phony Christians, drunk with deception, greed, and hypocrisy. Touch now, empower the preacher of the hour to deliver the word you gave him with transforming power and truth. Anoint Pastor Butler in a special way. Make someone wise for salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I've been assigned to read the scripture. The betrayal. I guess I got to keep this close to my mouth. We're going to come from Luke 22, verses 3-6. When you have your Bibles open to that passage, just say amen. Then enter Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad and covenanted to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. I've just read the word of God to you from Luke 22, verses 3-6. May God add a blessing to the reader, the hearer, and the doer of his word.
Amen. Good evening, family. Good evening, family. Can we just give God a hand of praise for his goodness and his mercy? Songwriter penned these words. He said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. And I thank God for saving me. Hallelujah. How many of you have been hanging out with us ever since Ash Wednesday? Hasn't the Lord been good? Oh, my God. And week by week, the Lord has been pouring into us. And I pray by tonight, you already feel welcome. I pray by tonight, you know that you are in the house of God where you are free to worship him. You are free to wave your hand. You are free to lift your voice. You're free to do your dance. And if you got room, you're free to run around. As long as you're being led by the Holy Spirit, ain't nothing gonna happen to you. But we thank God for each and every one of you, and we welcome you tonight. Amen. On this leg of this march towards the cross. Praise God. And so we are excited for each and every one of you. We pray that you're comfortable. And if there's anything that we can do to make you comfortable, that you would let us know. We want to invite you also for us on Resurrection Sunday. We're having breakfast. And amen, those of you who come, if you want to order some breakfast, amen, you can pre-order your breakfast. It's going to benefit our scholarship ministry. Amen. We want to send our kids to school with something good. Amen. And so we certainly invite you to participate in that. But before we go into the rest of the service and hear the word of the Lord from Pastor Butler, I just want you to remember something that I need you to take with you as we get ready to finish this week and then enter the Passion Week of Jesus. It was read tonight in the scripture, and as you search the scriptures about this time, you'll find that often every time they wanted to get Jesus, they always had to talk to somebody on the side, when Jesus was always right there where they could have talked to him. Anybody here tired of people talking about you when you're standing right there? And they would always go around Farmer's Barn. But one of the things that was that's beautiful that struck me today in my study was there was all this scripture that keeps saying they were afraid of the people. They wanted to plot against Jesus, but they wanted to do it when the people weren't around. They say Judas said I'm a betray him, and they said, but I gotta find a time when the people ain't around. And the Lord had to pour it into my spirit and said, what we don't understand as God's people is they are afraid of us. And the reason they're coming against the church, the reason they're coming against the word, the reason they come against our worship, the reason they come against our standards, the reason they come against our ethics and our morals is because they're scared of us. And so what I want you to understand as we worship tonight, that every time you lift your hand, the devil trembles. Every time you lift your voice, he shakes like a leaf. Every time you say hallelujah, that bad boy gets afraid of you, because he realizes when you know who you are, you ain't afraid of nothing he's got. So you are welcome tonight to lift your hands and lift your voice and lift your heart and praise God with all you got. God bless you. You are welcome.
Now, for some of us, it don't take much. Because when we start to think about what Pastor Wilson said and what's the word coming forth tonight and what's all that you have been through, you can't do. Sometimes you just. This is not entertainment, y'all. This is a worship experience that we go through the cross. So I don't know when the next time I'm going to have to worship Jesus. I don't know what tomorrow may bring, but if somebody in the house who's a worshiper who don't mind giving God some praise, you might well go. Dr. Webb, I'm trying to control myself, but when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he had done for me, my soul. He's good. I dare to tell your neighbor, we're going to go on the service, but I dare to tell your neighbor, he's good. How do I know he's good? Just look at a miracle. You're looking at a miracle. The person next to you, you're looking at a miracle. We're going to go on. We're going to go on. Brother Andre and friends, y'all come on up. If y'all give me too long, I'm... At this time, Brother Andre and friends going to come up and rent us a musical collection. Then we got to have our offering being led by Dr. Webb and introduction to preacher on tonight by our president, Pastor Lawrence, and another sermonic selection. Then we're going to have the message on tonight by no other than Pastor Prescott Butler. Amen. Y'all come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Praise the Lord, church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, church. Hallelujah. Good evening. My name is Andre, and we bring you greetings from Irvington United Methodist and Orange United Methodist, where my father, Prescott Butler, is the pastor. Amen. There we go. While they get set up, we want to acknowledge First Lady Butler in the back over there.
Amen. got a story to tell you about some things that I've been through, but I'm healed. Oh, I'm healed. Had some ups and some downs, level to the ground, but I'm healed. Oh, I'm healed. Had to wrestle all night long, wondering what went wrong, but I'm healed. Oh, I'm healed. Had some sunshine and some rain, heartache and some pain. I'm healed. Oh, I'm healed. My God has touched me, delivered. He set my soul free. My heart is mended. I'm whole again. No chains are holding me. Got my liberty.
Tonight, Anybody ever been healed tonight? Anybody ever been delivered tonight? Disappointment, I'm still here. Circumstance, I'm still. It's offering time. That's a good time. Good time to give him. Come on, good time to give him praise. It's offering time. Amen. A scripture for our offertory is found in the second letter to Corinth, the 9th chapter, the 11th verse. 2 Corinthians 9 and 11 reads on this wise, you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Can I paraphrase? God knows he can get it to you. He knows he can get it through you. God will get it to you if he knows he can get it through you. So we have to learn to give with purpose. Every dollar we transfer into the kingdom of God is transferred out of the kingdom. Come on. This is fertile ground. This is fertile ground. We have to give with purpose. At the United Clergy of the Oranges, with the United Clergy of the Oranges, we do not take an offering because it may mean you did not want to give it. But we do certainly receive your offering. And God loves a mad, oh, a tear, I'm sorry. So smile as you give. We've made giving so very convenient. If you're giving by way of Cash App, it is in your program. Please, ma'am, please, sir, if you're giving by way of Cash App, please come and still touch the basket. Amen. Amen. This is a time of celebration. We're giving with purpose. God knows God can get it to you if he knows he can get it through you. Amen. We will receive two offerings tonight. Reverend Lori Williams will be holding the basket for the preacher, and Reverend McKay will be holding the basket for the United Clergy of the Oranges. Amen. 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 Let us come under the direction of our ushers. We're going to ask clergy, if you would come first, you know what you've been asked to give. Thank you. Yeah, please hit the send button. acknowledge Pastor McKay. I've been receiving offerings in church for over 35 years, and I have never heard anyone thank everyone that gave. God bless you. Let us stand. Our God and our Father, we thank you for this time of worship, by worshiping through our giving. God, you've been good to each of us. We love you. We give you all the praise, the honor, and glory. Lord, we offer this to you now for a sweet-smelling savor. God, we pray now that you will use this offering for the intent that it was received. This is our prayer in the matchless and the strong, saving name of Jesus. And God's people said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're here, amen, this evening to introduce, amen, our preacher, amen, for this evening. Amen. And the person of Pastor Prescott Butler. Amen. He is a senior pastor of the Orange United Methodist Church and the Irvington United Methodist Church. Amen. He pastors two churches. Amen. He's the husband, amen, to his lovely wife, amen, our First Lady Butler. Amen. They've been married for 36 years. Amen. Pastor Butler is a retired postmaster from the United States Post Office. Amen. And if you're in a house to buy, in a market to either buy or sell a house, Pastor Butler is a person that you need to see. Amen. I'm talking from experience. Amen. He will help you and meet your needs. Amen. I had the privilege of serving him as his vice president. Amen. And I appreciate Pastor Butler greatly. He told me when I became president, he said, Pastor Lawrence, I'm going to make sure that you have a successful presidency. Amen. And that's the kind of person Pastor Butler is. Amen. He made sure, amen, that the clergy was in good hands. So we're grateful to have him stand up tonight and present the word of the Lord tonight. Amen. So after the choir comes, the next voice you will hear, amen, will be that of Pastor Prescott, amen, Butler. We're going to ask you to rise on your feet as when he comes forward.
Lord, I will lift mine eyes to the hills, knowing mine help is come. And your peace you give me in time of the storm. You are the source of my strength. You are the strength of my life, and I lift my hand.
Hallelujah. 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 God, I lift my hands in total praise. Not some of the praise, but all of the praise belongs to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I want to thank my son, Tina, Tamara, and my brother Art for coming to join us tonight. And to my members from Irvington and Orange United Methodist Church. To my sister watching in Georgia. Love you. My son didn't mention my beautiful mother-in-law. Thank you for being here, Mom. Hold your hand up. After I read this scripture, you may be seated. Matthew 26, beginning at verse 14. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver Jesus to you?" And they counted out 30 pieces of silver. And from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to betray him. You may be seated. I want to use for a subject, don't let money change you. My musicians, thank you. Tonight I want to talk to those of you who felt the deep wounds of betrayal. I'm not talking about when you scrape your knee. I'm not talking about the one who told you a little lie. I'm not talking about the ones who's been hurt by small misunderstandings. No, I'm talking about the kind of betrayal that makes you question everything. We've been betrayed by the church. We've been betrayed by the government. We've been betrayed by those who we trusted to take care of us. And because of the betrayal, you suffered a deep loss. So deep that now you're even questioning God. God is not the betrayer. In all cases, we have betrayed God. And why does betrayal hurt so bad? Because it came from somebody you trusted. Somebody you prayed for. Somebody you would have given them the shirt off your back. That's why it hurt so bad. And the Bible tells us in Matthew 26, it was one of the 12, Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Judas went to the chief priests and he asked them, "What will you give if I deliver Jesus to you?" I want you to notice something, church. The priest didn't go to Judas. Judas went to them. How many of you know you don't have to go looking for trouble because trouble is looking for you? And trouble knows your name, it knows your address, it knows when you were born, who you hang out with, and where you go to church. If you haven't had any trouble, just keep on living. They told Judas they would give him 30 pieces of silver. And the Bible says from that time on, Judas was looking for an opportunity to betray him. For 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave, Judas betrayed the King of Kings. When Jesus was brought before the high priest, the religious leaders looked for false witnesses to testify against him. Later, the people were given a choice, Jesus or Barabbas. They chose Barabbas, a criminal, while condemning the innocent Son of God. You know, this reminds me of the United States of America. We would rather have a criminal in the White House than to have someone like Kamala Harris. We are now witnessing one of the greatest betrayals in U.S. history. In the first week, Trump's presidency, he signed over 100 executive orders, but none of them reduced the price of groceries. A lot of people were happy when he said, I'm going to deport the immigrants. But did you ever think that the person sitting next to you on Sunday morning is an undocumented immigrant? Has anybody looked at their 401 accounts lately? America has lost over $7 trillion. I believe there are some things we can learn from the betrayal. One, betrayal is not necessarily a stranger. Sometimes it comes from the one who sat at your table, clapped for you in public, and then they went and criticized you in private. Betrayal happens when our selfish desires outweigh our sacred relationships. It happens when someone puts their interests above the relationship, even if it means hurting you in the process. Betrayal is when love turns to lies. And trust turns into drama. We need to know, how do we identify a betrayal? It's hard. It's hard. Let me tell you why. The OJs made a song. He said that they smile in your face all the time trying to take your place. The OJs call them backstabbers. Betrayal doesn't come from your enemies. It comes from the ones you let get too close. Jesus said, the one who dips his hand in the bowl is the one who will betray me. You see, a betrayer will sit in your house and eat your food and then turn around and talk about the furniture that you do have or you don't have. See if this sounds familiar. Maybe you have a friend that's down on their luck. You got a few dollars tucked away to pay your bills. Your friend asks you for a loan and they promise to pay you back. So you, being a good Christian, you loan them the money. Because the Bible says, ain't that the way the preacher says it? Because the Bible says you will be the lender and not the borrower. But just because the Bible says, that doesn't mean you should lend to everybody. So you loan them the money, and when they get on their feet, they act like they never knew you. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. Now this one is for pastors. Pastors in your church, you baptize your members and their children. You perform marriages and funerals for your members. And it's the same members who will talk about you and scandalize your name. Let me get a little closer to home. Here's another one you ought to watch out for. I want you to know that pastors will betray other pastors. Now, I'm not talking about the United Clergy. Get that straight. You see what the problem is many times brothers and sisters in ministry will shift from covenant to competition. What do you mean, Pastor? What do you mean, Pastor? In the beginning, it was the relationship that mattered. Now it's all about the numbers. How big is your church? How many members do you have? Is your music ministry any good? They'll critique how you dress in the pulpit. Do you wear robes or do you wear a suit? Do you wear jeans or skinny leg pants? Do you wear your robe with a cross or do you wear it without a cross? Do you wear shoes or do you wear sneakers? And suddenly, it's no longer about the kingdom, it's about the ego. God is not interested in any of that. You see, man looks at the appearance, but God looks at the heart. God wants to know, did you preach the gospel? Did you give them enough knowledge to make them want to receive Christ for themselves? Did you tell them the truth? Did you tell them that the wages of sin is still death? We don't want to talk about sin anymore. Why? Because we don't want to lose the numbers. I want you to think about this question tonight. Would you ever betray Jesus? Some would say no, never. I would never betray him. But before you answer the question too quickly, let's talk about Judas, a man who walked with Jesus, a man who talked with Jesus, a man who ate with Jesus, and he sold him out for 30 pieces of silver. And you ask, how could he do that? You got to look in the book. Until you read the same passage in the book of Luke and the book of John, you don't know the whole story. You see, Matthew doesn't mention this. But if you look at Luke 22 and 3, it says, then Satan entered Judas. John 13 and 27 says, as soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. You see, for Judas, the betrayal was not just personal. It was spiritual. This wasn't a human act. It was a demonic influence. And you know, Satan works through open doors. He doesn't knock down the door. You got to let him in. Satan has been in the business of persuasion since the beginning of time. You remember what happened in the garden? The devil convinced Adam and Eve to trade a perfect life for one bite of fruit. Satan made it sound like it was a good deal. He made it sound like they were missing something. Come on, don't you want to be as smart as God? This was one of the most worst mistakes in history. Why? Because they already had everything. They had peace. They had joy. They were walking with God himself. But the devil tricked them into swapping perfection for a lie. And what did they get in return? a one-way ticket out of paradise. And ever since then, he's been running the same scam on people today, making sin look good. Satan is always offering us a deal, but the problem is you never know what's attached. His deals are simple. Doesn't require effort. No self-discipline. He says if it feels good, do it. If it looks good, try it. If you want it, go and take it. The Bible calls this the passing pleasures of sin. You know, it feels good for a moment, but it never lasts. And in the end, sin will hold you longer than you want to be held. You'll pay more than you ever expected to pay. It'll cost you far more. In the end, you always lose more than you gain. Now, if we know the devil's game plan, then how does the devil make us do it? We call it immediate pleasure. How many of you ever sat around thinking about what you would do if you had $1 million? And if you think long enough, then you begin thinking, how can I get it? And there are several ways you can get it. Would you like to hear it? They want that money, baby. You can steal it and have it instantly. Some people like to gamble or play the lottery, and they can have it by tomorrow. You could work for it and invest, but it'll take you a little while longer. Which one would you choose? Hopefully you said work and invest. Because it is God who gives you the power to get wealth. And when God makes you rich, he adds no sorrow to it. You know, I've been rich and I've been poor. And I can tell you that rich is better. But no matter what state I'm in, I've learned to depend on God. In Philippians chapter 4, Apostle Paul said, I've learned to be content in whatever circumstance I'm in. You see, he knew what it was like to be on the mountaintop, and he knew what it felt like to be in the valley. He knew what it was to be full, and he knew what it was to be hungry. He knew what it was to have and not have. But in the end, Paul said, I can endure all things. You see, the contentment, the key is learning to manage your expectations and your ego. You see, we're too busy buying things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't even know. If God has given you a place to stay, and every one of you came in here with clothes on your backs, if he put food on your table, if you know where your next meal is coming from, you ought to be satisfied right now. Because anyway, God blesses me, I'm already satisfied. You know, everything we have is because of his grace and his mercy. We don't have a thing that God didn't give to us. You see, betrayal starts when our selfish desires outweigh our commitment to the relationship we're in. I want you to imagine two ladders leaning against the wall. One is labeled commitment to relationships. And the other is labeled selfish desires. At first, you've got both feet on the commitment ladder. It's steady. It's built on trust, loyalty, and mutual care. This is the ladder that friendships and marriage and discipleship climbs on. But one day you look over at the other ladder called selfish desire. This ladder is shinier. It promised you money, status, pleasure, and control. But you don't just jump off the commitment ladder all at once. You just shift one foot over. So now you're still halfway on the first ladder. So you tell yourself, I'm okay. Then a little more time passes. A little more sin gathers. And then you move the other foot. Now you're fully on the selfish desire ladder. And you begin climbing. You start slowly at first. A little lie here. A little bit of deception here. It feels good at first. But eventually you realize that the ladder you're on leads to nowhere. It collapses. And when you fall, you lost the trust of those who depended on you, who you left on the commitment ladder. That's betrayal. Not because you didn't know better, but because somewhere along the way, your desires became more important than your devotion. And you must be careful. The devil is sneaky. Judas didn't just betray Jesus in a moment. He shifted his weight gradually. Remember, he was the treasurer. And every now and then, he would dip his hands in the treasury. And he would take some of the money. But the money that seemed so valuable couldn't save him. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? You cannot serve two masters. I could never understand how anyone could betray Jesus. When I look back over my life and I see where God has brought me from, and I believe some of you had the same testimony, it only makes me want to serve him more. I don't need to steal from him. I don't have to beg him. He said, all I have to do is ask. How many of you know when the bank says no, God can still say yes? How many of you know when the enemy says it's over, Jesus said, this is just the beginning. When the doctor says there's no more hope for you, I know for a fact that God is a healer. When people begin to walk out on you, when your spouse, your BFF, or your family abandons you, God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Maybe you're here tonight and you got a criminal record. And some believe that their past disqualifies them from their future. But I want you to know that God can turn your life around. Because he's a God of many chances. He looks beyond our faults and he sees our needs. One day when I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters he lifted me. Now safe am I. When that addiction tells you you can never be free, that's when God steps in and he breaks the chains that bind you. Preachers, keep on preaching.
I don't care if it's only you and your family in the pews. Keep preaching. They may not like what you got to say. And here's my final point. And the money couldn't satisfy Judas. He tried to give it back, but they wouldn't take it. So in despair, he committed suicide. I want you to know, church, there is nothing you have ever done that should make you want to take your life. You see, Judas made a permanent decision over a temporary problem. If he had only asked for forgiveness, he would have experienced God's grace. But in the end, he chose silver over the Savior. And this story is just a warning to you and to me. Just because you're in church doesn't mean you got Jesus in you. And I want you to know this too. God knows you need money. He understands that we have bills to pay, families to provide for, and responsibility. But he also warns us that the love of money is the root of all evil. Don't let money change you.
Word, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From Pastor Butler. Hallelujah. We have all of us have experienced betrayal one way and or another. Yes. In school, on the job, yes. In the church. Yes. Glory be to God. In our relationship, we have all experienced betrayal. But I have good news for you tonight. If you're watching me as a pastor who have been hurt, your congregation is split. Praise God. God wants to put the pieces back together again. He's a great, big, wonderful God. Hallelujah. Don't stay in that condition. There is hope for you and I. Hallelujah. He wants to pour in the oil and the wine and to heal you, praise God. And if you are the one that has acted like Judas, the opportunity is yours tonight to change your ways. Hallelujah. Change the error of your ways. You are still on the land of the living. Hallelujah. Repent. Hallelujah. Call on the name of the Lord. And he will forgive you. Glory be to God. So don't stay in sin. Hallelujah. Don't run away. Hallelujah. God wants to heal you. Tonight is your night. This moment is your night. Praise God. Maybe you are caught up with the spirit of unforgiveness. For the hurt was deep. Glory be to God. But God says, let it go. Let it go. Put it behind you and press towards the mark of the prize of the higher calling of God, which is to be found in Christ Jesus. And for those of you who do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Master, this is the best life. Choose Jesus. Yes. Do not choose money above Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. When you choose Jesus, you have everything. Glory be to God. For he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except they come through him. So if you are not yet saved, come to Jesus. If you are backslidden because of church hurt, hallelujah, tonight is your night to return. Hallelujah, the word of God remains strong forever. Hallelujah. And we have heard enough tonight to encourage our hearts as leaders. Glory be to God. bless your ministry. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Let's give Pastor Butler a hand clap. Amen. We enjoy the word of the Lord tonight. Amen. Coming from our Pastor Butler. Amen. And on next week, our journey continues. Amen. We will be back here at Greater Cornerstone on Thursday of next week. Thursday of next week. Amen. And our host pastor, our Dr. Niles Wilson, will be our preacher. Amen. On next week. Amen. And he will be preaching from the subject, the meal. Amen. So we are standing in great anticipation. Amen. Of what the Lord has to say to us on next week. And we will be also receiving communion. Amen. On next Thursday. Amen. So, clergy, we will be wearing our white vestments, amen, next week for our communion service. Amen. We honor Lady Wilson in her absence tonight. Amen. To all the musicians, amen, to Elder Lawrence for leading us in worship. Amen. To all the clergy that's gathered here tonight. Amen. We are enjoying ourselves here at Greater Cornerstone, and we know you felt welcome, amen, when you walked in the door. So at this time, we're going to bring up Pastor Butler. Amen. He's going to have last words and benediction at this time.
I want to thank my president for allowing me this opportunity to speak with you. Let us stand to our feet. It's one thing you don't have to worry about when I preach. You're not going to be here all night. Most merciful and everlasting God, it is because of you that we move and have our being. God, you brought us here safely, and we ask that you would do the same as we depart from this place, but never your presence. And God, while we're talking to you, we just want to repent for the times that we betrayed you. We want to repent for the times when you fed us and we did not say thank you. God, forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, this is my prayer. Amen.